The Tennessee State Museum is facing problems that range from water leaks to a lack of internal control over inventory. That's according to a new audit by the state comptroller's office. As WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports, some of these issues put the state's collections at risk.
Water leaks have been a recurring issue in the museum's storage, the James K. Polk Building, since at least 2015. According to the audit, this poses a threat to the collection there. Tom Smith is the chairman of the State Museum Commission. He says the group is looking for better equipped facilities to store the collections.
Water leaks and water damage continue to be an issue, and will continue to be an issue until we are able to get the artifacts out of the Polk Building.
The audit also found 9 water leaks in the new $160 million State Museum since it opened last year. Museum officials say they have not found a leak since March. Besides water leaks, the audit also found instances of non-compliance with its purchasing guidelines and timesheet process. Museum officials say they'll address the issue in the coming months. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.